Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall, joined now by our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Judy, how you doing? All right, we're having a little trouble hearing Judy. We're going to talk about a show called Where We Belong. It's at Baltimore Center Stage. Baltimore Center Stage, of course, in the news today here in Baltimore because Joe Biden, the President of the United States, will be there tonight at 8 o'clock with Anderson Cooper for a CNN town hall. So there's all sorts of activity at Baltimore Center Stage today. So, Judy, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. I can. Can you hear me, Tom?
I can indeed. So we are good to go. So this show, Where We Belong, as I understand it, this is a show that Baltimore Center Stage itself didn't produce. That's kind of unusual for it to be at Baltimore Center Stage, isn't it?
Well, Center Stage has presented shows by other producers, other theaters in the past. Of course, tonight's presentation of the town hall that you just mentioned is an example of that, I guess. But in terms of theatrical performances, yes, they have occasionally done this. But now Where We Belong is part of a new initiative. Center Stage is presenting limited runs of outside shows. They're going to include a couple works by local organizations, Artcentric and Creative Alliance, later in the season. Where We Belong is produced by Woolly Mammoth Theater Company in Washington. Woolly Mammoth did a virtual production of it this past summer. It's going on a national tour in the spring. Center Stage has a kind of pre-tour run. It's what artistic director Stephanie Ybarra called on opening night, a sneak peek. This is a one-person show. It's written and performed by Madeline Syett, who is Mohegan. She's from the Mohegan Nation in Connecticut. She's also a Shakespeare scholar and director. This play is produced in association with the Folger Shakespeare Library. Syett's graduate studies in England focused on, as she puts it, the relationship between the indigenous peoples of America and Shakespeare's plays. But Where We Belong is her personal story. It includes lessons she learns about her legacy, her connection to Mohegan culture, as well as her connection to Shakespeare, and how that changes. In each city on the tour, she is writing a prologue about that city's indigenous people. And here's how she's starting things off in Baltimore. Let's listen.
Baltimore sits on the lands of the Piscataway, and yet it's likely that many of you have never heard of them, or knew that there were female chiefs here before the advent of the United States. My friend, Piscataway historian Dr. Gabby Tyack, told me about this powerful Piscataway woman, Nansenan, and her demand for justice. I do not know if she received it. It's not my story to tell. You must speak with the Piscataway to learn their stories, the stories of this land.
That's Madeline Syett in her autobiographical show, Where We Belong, at Baltimore Center Stage. So Judy's solo shows are, of course, especially difficult to pull off. How well does Madeline Syett meet that challenge?
She meets it quite well, Tom. When she's playing herself as a child in flashbacks, she's smart, she's a little bit impertinent. She also plays her mother, who is now the medicine woman of the Mohegan tribe, and keeps pressuring her to work to save the Mohegan language and culture. She doesn't understand her daughter's interest in Shakespeare. She frequently points a finger at her or lectures her. Syett uses a snooty British accent to play academics in London, where no one seems to even acknowledge colonialism, which is the other subject she's there to study. Sometimes you can hear wonder in her voice. Other times she gets frustrated and she flings her hands and she starts talking extremely fast, sometimes a little too fast. She also talks a lot about flying. Her Mohegan name means blackbird, and she can extend her arms and seem to rise taller and taller in a way that suggests she's about to take flight herself. From the time she's a teenager, however, she escapes into Shakespeare. She takes comfort in Shakespeare. She says she finds her voice in Shakespeare. Her favorite play is The Tempest, She tells us Shakespeare sees her in that play. He sees the new world in the Tempest. This is how she puts it. Let's listen.
I wish others could see what I see. Every time I read it, see a production, I feel they've gotten something horribly wrong. Don't they understand that Shakespeare is anti-colonial? That this play is about here, about us, about what the world once was and the possibility of what it could be. If this is our only representation in the canon, surely Shakespeare wouldn't want them to do what they've been doing.
This is a great premise. That's Madeline Sayet. She's the author and the star of Where We Belong. It's currently at Baltimore Center Stage. So, Judy, you mentioned that Where We Belong is preparing for a national tour. So look into your crystal ball. How do you think it's going to do?
Yeah, the critic's crystal ball. In the play, scholars initially respond enthusiastically to her interpretation of The Tempest. And she says, quote, I realize the power that comes with showing people a different way of seeing the world. And that's what this play does. It's different, it's unusual, and I think that will draw audiences. Now, it's not without some flaws. There's some passages that are repetitive. There's some sections that could be clearer. There are broadcast voiceovers that were largely unintelligible at opening night. The ending could be stronger. On opening night, the audience couldn't tell when to applaud. That said, Madeline Sayet is a gifted writer and performer. She's in the right place at the right time. In 2018, she was one of Forbes magazine's 30 Under 30. In 2011, she received a White House Champion of Change Award. But she isn't a household name. This national tour could excuse the word flight time, but this national tour, I have to say, could truly put her on the map.
Oh, there you go. And speaking of shows that are going elsewhere from Center Stage, there's a piece called Thoughts of a Colored Man, which was done at Center Stage a couple of years ago. I understand it just opened on Broadway. So how has it been received in New York?
Yes, it opened last week. This is a show that uses vignettes and monologues and poetry and rap to look at a range of African-American men. It's written by a former Marylander, Kenan Scott II. It opened to mixed reviews. Maya Phillips in the New York Times wrote that, quote, it aspires to be a lyrical reckoning with Black life in America, but only delivers a gussied up string of straw man lessons. But Charles Isherwood, writing for Broadway News, said, while one may acknowledge its incidental flaws, the cumulative power of Thoughts of a Colored Man is what remains with you.
Oh, those pesky New York critics. They're like the French judges in the figure skating in the Olympics. You know, you can never trust them. All right, so before we wrap up, I know you also want to talk about the theater project down right across the street from Meyerhoff Symphony Hall. They are celebrating a very important milestone. They've made it this far. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, yes. This, of course, is Baltimore's preeminent showcase of emerging, experimental, avant-garde theater, dance, and music. And today, the theater project turns 50 years old. They have presented more than 1,300 productions since 1971. That includes more than 120 productions from 24 foreign countries, countries from Afghanistan to India to Northern Ireland to Ukraine. They've hosted theater companies and artists who went on to major acclaim, Palabolas Dance Theater, Bread and Puppet Theater, Kathy Najimy, Bill Pullman, David Drake. He shot a film at the Theater Project. And Theater Project from the beginning has also supported local companies. This season, Peabody Chamber Opera, Iron Crow Theater, VT Dance are all in residence. I looked up the Baltimore Sun's write-up of the Theater Project's very first show, which was by Orta Banda Company, a company from Curacao. And the Sun wrote that it, quote, defies description beyond dynamic, intense, fresh, and wild. Tom, that describes a lot of the work at the Theater Project since then. I have to say, a big happy birthday, Theater Project.
Yeah, 50 years old. And of course, you covered the founder of the Theater Project, Philip Arnault, for years. He was quite a character. And, you know, it's great to see his imprimatur extending, you know, for all these years at the Theater Project. He left the Theater Project, you know, some years ago. But it's just always great to see this thing get birthed back in the 70s by guys like Phil. And then it continues to this day. So that's quite a legacy, you know, for 50 years. That's great. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm happy for them.
Yeah, I am too. So back to what we were talking about a minute ago, Where We Belong. It's at Baltimore at Center Stage. It's there until Sunday, and we've got links to details about the times and all that stuff, WIPR.org/midday. And again, speaking of Center Stage, a reminder, President Joe Biden will be there tonight for a CNN town hall with Anderson Cooper. You can tune into that on CNN at 8 o'clock. So next week, Judy, we're going to talk about the Thanksgiving play that's at the Olney Theater Center. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Well, this is another play by a Native American playwright, which is really pretty exciting and unusual to have two of these in a row, and something to applaud in and of itself. It's a play about a school that is putting on a Thanksgiving play, and it's a comedy, and I look forward to telling you more about it next week.
Indeed. Well, it's a really good thing, and I think this is clearly related to the Black Lives Matter protests that happened after the death of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. People are, in the arts, much more attuned to the work of artists of color, Native peoples. They're clearly, you know, programming things that they hadn't been programming in the past. So that's great to hear about. We'll talk about it next week. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, the acclaimed author Elizabeth Strout will join me. We're going to talk about her new novel, It's a Beauty. It was just published on Tuesday. It's called O. William. Hope you can join us for that. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned now for Here and Now. That's on the way after news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.